Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Family, please be mindful of a truck broken down Roe Highway northbound at the exit to Orong Road in Cannington. The centre lane is blocked and traffic management is attending. Proceed with caution. Signals are blacked out at the Kwinana Freeway and Cranford Avenue intersection in Mount Pleasant. Technicians are working on it as we speak. Slow down and give way to your right. There are currently no hotspots around the CBD or the Metro. Drive safely. That's the latest from Main Roads.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is the Stat Man.
Grant Dusting, actually. Grant Dusting. But, you know, we like to call him the Stat Man.
We're going to get you business cards.
From McCrindle.
We're going to get you business cards, Grant, that you can take into McCrindle. And I'll make it look legit, but it'll say Grant Dusting. The Stat Man.
You're gonna make my colleagues jealous, guys.
100%.
Of course.
Even my colleagues in Sydney have heard about the Stat Man segment. So they're
sweeping the nation. Yeah. Look at us go.
We love it. No, we were talking. I just brought up a bit of a stat. You know, at the beginning of the of the half hour, saying that, you know, one in four people, you know, buying a lottery ticket when there's a jackpot.
There you go.
And there's stats about everything. So what have you got for us today? Because I find all this stuff very fascinating.
Oh, it's so interesting.
Well, we thought today we'd kick off a series on the top trends for 2022.
Okay.
Because at McCrindle, we love a good stat.
Mm.
But for us, we also love a good trend.
What are the trends?
What's trending? What's changing?
Yes. Not trendy, as in like, because that's how you like read what's happening in the world, Kirsty.
I know that, Dan.
Yeah, well, I suppose the two are related.
Comes back to the 25 pairs of jeans you own, Chandler. 36.
Yeah, sorry.
Is bootleg wide cut back in?
Oh, well, apparently. I'll go to my kids, yes.
Trends is all about change.
Yeah.
So for us, it's understanding change and what that means. So we've got some top trends for this year that we've been observing.
Okay.
Let's go.
The first one is, looking nationally, it's been a really interesting time through COVID of two-speed growth and this year. So
what on earth does that mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So Perth has actually been one of the fastest-growing cities in Australia this last 2 years. Perth and Brisbane.
How is that possible?
And how did Brisbane get the Olympics? It's ridiculous.
So what you notice there is Perth and Brisbane, two great lifestyle cities.
Yeah.
So a lot of people in Melbourne, Sydney, been in lockdowns the last 2 years, been thinking, do I like this congestion? Do I like all this built-up stuff?
Do and I people want to moving spend to the regions. Much money
yep.
to live in an apartment?
Do I want to spend as much money? Yes.
So nationally, we've had the lowest population growth for decades because international migration tap has turned off because the international border's been closed.
Oh, yeah, so that has caused, that generally is a
so
lot.
So across the country, we've had slow growth. But then in parts like Perth, Brisbane, in regional areas, population has been booming. Everyone's been moving to the regions.
Have there been a baby boom at all?
I don't, like stat man.
We haven't seen that
yet.
In fact,
not at all.
Well, in fact, we've birth rates at an all time low.
Oh dear!
So I think people have been actually a bit more cautious.
Kirsty,
okay, there's a lot of change.
Do your part, Kirsty. Get the trend back.
For goodness sake, I've done three. I've did one for me, one for my husband, and one for the government. Right? I've done my three. What about you?
We're getting topical this morning. Kirsty, right. Anti-government.
Okay,
all right.
So, okay,
that's interesting.
That's very fascinating. So Brisbane and Perth have grown. So what else have we got?
Topic two.
Yeah. Mm.
So intentional lifestyling is our number two trend.
That sounds lovely.
You know human behaviour is you continue what you're doing until you're forced to stop sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And COVID's been a bit like that. It's created a forced reset for a lot of people.
Yes.
So thinking about people who have an office-based job, being able to work from home. And having more flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people thinking, okay, I can drop the kids off to school. And actually, I like this. I want to be more involved in my kids' lives. Or people who are just saying, actually, I like the convenience of working from home more.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And the flexibility.
And employers now battling with that expectation that this is actually the new normal.
Yeah, well, right.
I'd like to know, do you think it's going to stay this way, though? Once COVID sort of gets, once we get back to a new kind of
the
normal.
The new normal.
Do you think that corporations are going to be going, no, you
Get
need
back.
To come back and we need to control this a bit more? We don't really like you all out there doing your thing.
Mm. Well, we are already seeing that. So some of the big name leading companies who are a bit ahead of the curve in the last year, they've already said, we're going fully flexible.
Yep.
You can work from the Bahamas if you want, as long as you do your work.
Absolutely.
We'll pay you.
Well, because you get paid for results, not attendance, right?
Exactly.
Like, we get paid for attendance because we have to physically be here.
So, you know. Obviously, that's not possible for some jobs.
Yes.
You can't work from home if you're a barista, right?
So no.
Unless you open your kitchen window and go, right, latte.
You can't do that. You get in trouble. You get in trouble because of health
you've
standards.
Unless you created a virtual coffee, I don't know.
An NFT.
3D printing coffees.
Coffee NFTs. Leon, write that down.
So, not just in their work, but in other parts of their lifestyle too. People have been going, okay, well, now is a good time. I can readjust and I can set my lifestyle as I want it to, not just...
Brilliant.
The circumstances dictating that to me.
And I like that. I think that's a good thing. I think that's a really big trend. All right. Well, we'll come back.
Yes.
Because we've got the third
trend. Oh, this one sounds very interesting.
For 2022.
Yeah, I'm not going to say what it is, but it's very interesting.
All right. Has We're to here do with the stat man.
Has to do with buying stuff.
Ooh.
And Dusting from McCrindle is here, and we're talking numbers and stats and figures and trends.
Yeah, the top trends for 2022. We just spoke, Grant, about the two-speed growth nationally, and that Perth and Brisbane being lifestyle-y sort of areas.
And fastest-growing cities.
Fastest-growing cities. And also intentional lifestyle, where people are choosing to just not be stuck in an office every day, and that, and they're getting more... thoughtful about what they're going to do in terms of where they live and how they live their life and work.
Yeah, and even the type of jobs they do. So I was in an Uber a few months ago, and the guy had changed from a full-time career in the mining industry and just said, I just realised I don't want that anymore for my family.
Wow.
And so some people are taking that approach of reassessing the time they spend with people and is their job actually helping them or hindering them?
Like
also,
you said,
sorry, I also think on that one, I reckon people don't want to be away for work in case they can't come back.
Yeah,
like,
a bit
to be
of
honest,
that.
Like it's like, oh, I used to go to Sydney every 3 days for work, blah, 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 blah. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm going to get stuck in quarantine for 14 days.
But I think also some people, like you said, there needs to be a shift because you just get into this rut of just getting up, doing what you're doing, going home, and you just become, it just becomes a norm until that shifts and you're going, what have I been doing? Or why am I doing this? Is this really what I want to do for the rest of my life? So it's very interesting.
Every day I walk in and I see Kirsty and I say, is this what I want to do every morning? Do I want the first person I see every single morning to be Leon and Kirsty?
And
I
and
say,
at this point,
I say, sure.
Yeah,
for now.
It's good,
hey,
buddy.
All right, let's talk about the last trend for today.
Revenge spending.
What does that mean?
It sounds a bit vicious, doesn't it?
Sounds awesome.
So what we're getting at here, revenge spending, what we're seeing is through the last 2 years, a lot of lockdowns, not so much for us here, but still a lot of restrictions in terms of what we can do, where we can go, interstate, etc. So in these lockdowns, a lot of people have subdued their spending.
Of course.
Times of uncertainty, that's an appropriate
they
response.
They stop spending money that they... frivolously.
Oh, of course.
Yep. And so notwithstanding, there have been people who've... It's been a tough time financially.
Yeah.
Through different things, maybe work disruption. But actually, for a lot of people, people do have more savings because they've not been going on international holidays.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
If you're in WA, you can't even go interstate.
So you can't even go to Bali, guys.
So the money that people would have been spending on those things have been kept in the pocket. And people are going, okay, well, how do I want to spend this? And so... Christmas last year and Christmas 2020 in terms of retail sales were off the charts.
Wow.
So people are prioritizing different things. So we found in our research that 2 in 3 Australians say that actually time with loved ones is the thing that motivates them to spend on more lavish expenses.
Right.
So it might be that maybe instead of going out to dinner as often because people are a bit more wary of
cautious,
to wear a mask and all of those restrictions.
Yeah.
They might be doing it less often, but when they go out, they might have dessert as well. And maybe in the past they didn't go on to dessert.
Or are they like buying like wood-fired pizza places for their homes so that they can...
That's a good question.
Or like getting spas at home and doing stuff to their houses and things like doing renovations.
There you go. I'll be honest, when we started talking about revenge spending, I thought it was like... You know, you've broken up, but you've still got your boyfriend's like credit card. He's going hard on the card. Oh, that's okay. Interesting.
Well, I'm glad you saw that one.
Online shopping as well.
Exactly.
Yes.
Do you think whenever the border opens, people are going to go just as hard? Like, I'm going to Sydney. I'm going to Melbourne. I'm going everywhere. Do you think that's going to happen?
Well, I think we are already seeing that in other parts of Australia that have opened up a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And I think particularly for people who are in that lifestyle stage where that is key. So think about high school leavers and the traditional, you know, go for a gap year or those kind of things when you're in that stage. So that's that is something that's on people's front and center on their radar.
Yeah, get out and about and get traveling. Fascinating. All right. Well, we will be back next week with some more trends. Oh, yes. Top
We've
trends
got, we have the list now and we know. We
Thank
know the top trends,
so
guys.
Thank you so much, Grant.
Thank you, sir.
A pleasure.
You look fantastic as well, by the way, sir. Like when people dress up to come see us.
Always, guys. Always.
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.